I'm Beck Bowman, and I am here on this second Friday of Radiothon with a local author, Annabelle Smith. Annabelle is organising a night of complaint letters at Beaufort Street Books, and she's here to tell us all about it. Annabelle, who are you complaining to?
Well, the complaints really range pretty hugely. They're sort of from the petty to the profound. We've had people complaining, why are there dog parks but no cat parks?
Okay.
We've had people complaining about, we had one guy, a wonderful poet, complaining about how a guy who was supposedly working on a vaccine for COVID was spending a lot of time sending him dick pics through Instagram, and he was complaining, why the heck aren't you working on fixing the pandemic?
That would be frustrating.
We had someone write a letter of complaint to their irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes.
One guy wrote a letter to his mum, which was very controversial.
Who would you complain to?
Well, I've done a few complaints. So one was to the men of Tinder.
Yes.
A lot of issues there. I sent a complaint letter, or I wrote a complaint letter to the department that installs the human software, because I believe that I had been uploaded with the wrong software for the wrong age group, because I started to make noises every time I bend over or have to pick something up or get up from kneeling, and I don't feel like I'm ready for that package, you know.
Your software update was incorrect.
I feel that it was incorrect, and so I wrote a complaint letter about that.
Yes. I would say that is something to complain about.
Yeah. Those weird noises like, where did they come from? I didn't request those.
Do any of these complaint letters ever get sent?
Well, occasionally, yes. So at the last complaint letters night, someone wrote a complaint letter they had sent to the Subway Socceroos. This was a very big, long-term, dyed-in-the-wool soccer fan. They were disgusted that the Socceroos had been renamed the Subway Socceroos. They said, if you're going to let, a corporation that far up your corporate butt, you better make sure you've got a proctologist on the team. And they actually sent that letter, which I loved. Didn't get a reply.
Did the bloke send the complaint letter to his mum? It's the big question.
No, absolutely not. That was very much a kind of cathartic, get it on the page, share it with 50 strangers, but definitely not to the mum. No.
That was probably a very, very wise decision.
I think so.
Just as long as the mum wasn't, you know, in the audience.
Not in the audience. Unlikely to ever be in the audience. So that's good. But when he said, dear mum, there was a kind of like, went through the audience. Everybody was kind of like relating, sort of scared, but getting why you would write a complaint to your mum.
This event, A Night of Complaint Letters, it started off as something that you specifically invited local authors to, but it's kind of widened from that. Who will be reading out their complaint letters at this night coming up?
So we do have three local authors. We have Laurie Steed, Susan Medaglia, and Julia Lawrenson. But we also have a visual artist, Paula Hart. We have a musician, Clinton Bell, and a performing artist, Kate Page. And we have a kind of spoken word artist as well, which is Anita Emore. So quite a range of different people reading out letters at the next one.
After all this complaining, do you have a time for compliments?
We don't specifically, but I always do say to people, you know, to keep the world from spinning off its axis, you know, you've got to keep light and dark in balance. So personally, because I am a person that does love to write a complaint letter, but I have a rule for myself that for every complaint letter I write, I have to write two letters of praise or appreciation. So it's a kind of like balancing the scales. Same with, you know, leaving a very tetchy Google review. I have to leave two positive Google reviews to balance it, keep the world in balance.
But that's, I think that's a beautiful way of looking at it.
Thank you. But I actually like what you suggested, that we could finish perhaps with someone giving a letter of appreciation for something.
You could, I mean, in the same way that people, you know, write very profound complaint letters or very petty complaint letters, you could have a letter of appreciation to the man that drops off your, like, impulsive internet purchases. Because can I tell you that my post office lady is so nice and she loves my dog so much and I appreciate her so much. That's who I would write a letter of appreciation to.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, those people make the world go round, you know. What would we even do without delivery people and the nice lady at the post office? So I think there's plenty of room for that. And I think one of the things that's quite beautiful that's come out of it is that sometimes when I've invited someone to take part in the event, they've come back and said, you know, I've been racking my brains and though I moan about things all the time, I realise that in the big scale of things, I don't have anything to complain about. You know, I'm very lucky. I'm very grateful. And that's kind of beautiful.
I think that we all have something to get off our chest. And this sounds like such a fun night of people who perhaps have to stretch themselves to find something to complain about, or perhaps have something very genuine to complain about that is also very relatable. Sounds like you have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's also sometimes some people sort of gasping with horror, but mostly when I look around the room, I see big smiles. One of my friends told me that her face hurt from laughing, which I think is the best compliment I could have got.
It's all happening at Beaufort Street Books on Friday, the 30th of August. You can grab tickets by heading to Try Booking and just chucking in to whom it may concern, and it'll come up with the tickets.
That's right.
Your poster is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's green. It's got a picture of Elaine.
Elaine from Seinfeld. She is a champion of complaining. And so she's kind of, she's a sort of iconic figure to me in the world of complaints.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this event.